Oh, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be in his house today. You know, a talking fish would surely draw attention. An unlikely utterance, an impossible utterance, a miraculous utterance. Divine currency in the mouth. That which is heard, and even the sound of singing. And hear the words of Psalm 40, verse 3, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. You know, I've had a few pet fish in my lifetime. In fact, I remember one Sunday as a child when at the end of the lesson, we each received a bagged fish in water to take home. As a parent, I've tended the tank for the joy of a child. The Bible likens humanity to fish. Jesus himself drew the comparison, this parallel. I've gone fishing in my lifetime on the ocean and on the sea, and I've yet to hear a fish talk. We aren't speaking of this kind today. We are talking about the fish Jesus has called us to catch. Come follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. I will make you a different kind of fisherman. You will bring in people. You know, there is a miracle that takes place when fish, human fish, are truly caught. There's an utterance delivered, an utterance received. There is an utterance that rises on the inside. A new language, a new speech, a new sound, a new song. One that had no voice, one mute concerning the divine, one voiceless, speechless, no utterance of Christian form, now with a new tongue. Jesus himself, the great fisher of men. We pick up one account. If you have your Bibles, please turn. John chapter 4, beginning at verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him. And know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. A woman has an encounter with Jesus, and she begins to speak with a new utterance. She begins to testify, and the Bible says that many of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. I'd like to encourage us once again today to believe in the power of a new utterance, to never downplay it. Believe in the power of testimony. You see, it's God's heart. It's the mission of Jesus to give us a new utterance, and there is no doubt that this is the mandate of the Holy Ghost. Mark chapter 7, beginning at verse 31, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 and 33, as they went out, behold, they brought to him a man mute and demon-possessed. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke. And the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never seen like this in Israel. I will make you fishers of men. The disciples, fishers of fish, turned fishers of men. Acts chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. What we can draw from this text is this. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. A new stature, a new manner of mobility, and praise in the mouth. Watchman Nee said these words, that is what it means to be saved. You declare that you belong to another system of things. People point to you and say, oh yes, that is a Christian. That is a Christian family. They belong to the Lord. That is the salvation which the Lord desires for you, that by your public testimony you declare before God, my world is gone. I am entering into another. I love to hear fish talk, and I love these kinds of fish stories. Matthew 5, beginning at verse 1, and they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains. And the chains had been pulled apart by him, the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, He ran and worshiped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine that we may enter them." And at once, Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it had happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Hey, if you were wondering, you can eat pork. Just don't eat it if it comes out of the sea. What this world needs is talking fish. Testimony, testifying, the statement, the proclamation, the declaration, the stories, the witness, the praises. Revelation 12:11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." Surely this can apply as we testify, for when fish talk, there is triumph. And the enemy is overcome. Psalm 22:22, "I will declare your name to my brethren." Psalm 35:28, "And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long." 1 John 1:2-3, "The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." Daniel chapter 4, verse 2. "I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me." Romans 15, 9. "And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, 'For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name.'" You know, the enemy wants to shut us up, to silence fish. The means used, the list is lengthy. You see, he knows the power of testimony. He knows the influence. He knows the force, the authority behind the witness of one talking fish. Billy Graham said, "The devil will try to discourage you, to divert you. He will seek to dilute your testimony. He will attempt anything to destroy your relationship to Christ and your influence upon others." Psalm 105, verse 1, Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Psalm 145, verse 12, make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Isaiah 12, 4 and 6, 4 to 6, and in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Now we understand too that the way we go about life is a manner of witness. The way we act and react, the way we carry ourselves on this side of eternity, the way we talk, the way we interact, the way we handle the dealings of the day. The Lord can use these as a powerful witness to bring breakthrough that people might turn to Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So not just lip service, not just speaking, you got to have the life. The flow, the manner, how we carry ourselves in this world. Because people are watching. And the way we carry ourselves is a powerful statement. Praise the Lord for the power of this witness. And let us be mindful as we govern our days. You know, clean fish are a wonder to behold. When fish that have not yet been caught catch a glimpse of the transformation, a person caught, cleansed. Their transformation, their friends see it, family members see it, coworkers see it, a new creation. A new manner, a new utterance, a new speech. How beautiful it is when testimony begins to flow from redeemed lips. That unlikely utterance, the impossible utterance. It's a miracle, this divine currency in the mouth. Every testimony is powerful. Perhaps you're here this morning and you're saying to yourself, well, mine doesn't really stack up next to so-and-so. Listen, every testimony is powerful. We all have testimony. Never underestimate the power of yours. Should it be the testimony of one pulled from the clutches of hell? Or should it be the testimony of one saved at a young age and the keeping power of God Almighty? I remember one young person years and years ago. Didn't think his testimony was powerful enough, strong enough. Uttered some really foolish words. Decided he needed a season to go get himself a testimony. One of the greatest testimonies is the keeping power of God. That you told the line. That you sought God when you were young and in your youth. That you didn't give in. You didn't fall for the tactics of the enemy. That you stayed strong. That you persevered. The words of Charles Spurgeon, I exhort you who fear the Lord and are his appointed remembrancers to be much in prayer and in testimony. Pray and preach. Keep not silent. Tell out the simple gospel. The more you tell of pardon bought with blood, the better. I saw my dear brother Archibald Brown this week, and he told me of a poor fellow in East London who had been visited by a soul-winning brother. He had been a wild and wicked man. He was ill, and the visitor talked long with him. It seemed to make no impression. Till one day, he explained substitution to him, and the man asked him pointedly, if I believe in Jesus, do you tell me that he took all my sins upon himself? Yes, he bore all your sins in his own body on the tree. Well, well, the man cried, if he took them, I have not got them. No, said the other, that is the glorious truth. The Lord suffered for your sins. Then I shall not have to suffer for them? No, said the visitor. Your sin is put away. Never heard that before, said the rough man. That is the wonderfulest thing I have ever heard. I believe it. Blessed be God, I believe it, and I am saved. Soon after, his son came in, another fellow of the Bill Sykes order, and the visitor began exhorting him. The older man cried out, give him that little bit. That will do it. Just so, that little bit will do it. The visitor told the story of Jesus dying in the sinner's stead, and the little bit did the work. Our chief business should be to cry, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We must bid men to look to Jesus and live. Keep not silent. Publish this salvation far and wide. Preach the cross and plead the blood. Preach and pray for Jesus. He is all in all. Keep his sacrifice to the front and God will bless his own word. Oh, that he may now grant us a glorious period of genuine grace work. Amen. You know, we share our stories, our story, and the boast is in the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the power of grace and the work of salvation. The blood, the cross, the empty tomb, the resurrection. Preach the cross, plead the blood. We can have the worship team return today. Do you think that the enemy wants us all to leave this place today and spread across this city, province, and should our path take us farther, the nation and nations publishing the works of God? Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. People of God, intimidation would love to mess with talking fish. Many forces to silence, to force silence. Think of those freshly caught. New utterance in their mouth, they begin to proclaim Declare the good things of God. Sometimes the results don't come as quickly as we might think. Seem to make no impression. Keep speaking. Well, one thing is for sure. When fish are caught, they need to be baptized. Every fish, time in the tank. The Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. Water baptism is fitting for fish, fitting to fulfill all righteousness. Even Jesus Christ himself surrendered to the waters. We're here today, water baptism. These services, one of my most favorite times. Praise the Lord for those that have surrendered, those that have been caught, those that have repented, and now they're taking their next step in the faith. Water baptism. Concerning us and our testimony as we move into this time, I would encourage us, let's ask the Lord for greater boldness. Greater boldness to speak, to declare what God has done, to preach the cross. The message of the cross may be foolish to the perishing, but that very message, that little bit, will do the work, the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Repent and be baptized, everyone here. Well, let's stand. Lord, we give you all the glory today. Lord, we honor you in this house. We thank you for this holy moment now, Lord. This time of holy ordinance in the house of the Lord, where men and women surrender to the waters of baptism, pledge allegiance to the Lamb, give their lives to you. We thank you.